we agreed with the principle of what they were trying to do, which is that incitement to religious hatred is morally wrong and in no way can be condoned. What we queried was the way the bill had been worded. It was very, very vague, and we said there were two dangers. First of all, would it unduly restrict legitimate and even robust freedom of speech? Secondly, would it be effective? Because our question was the bill really necessary? There are a number of laws about criminal behavior, incitement to hatred already, and so we ended up saying any legislation would have to draw a very careful line between legitimate religious freedom and the freedom of people of whatever faith to express beliefs and the freedom of expression, because the way the bill was originally worded, somebody who made an insulting or abusive remark about religion could have been caught under the bill, and we felt that was far too strong. The law will go through now, but it will be a much, much more restricted piece of legislation, because what's demanded now is that only someone who uses threatening words or behavior with the intention of stirring up hatred will be caught under that law.